The man coming to lead the Innovation Center coming to Peoria next year says his first task will be assessing the market's needs.
I want to understand, you know, what are the challenges that Peoria and the region in general has historically seen.
That's Paul Lehman. He will start as Executive Director of Distillery Labs in early January. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, December 8th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Two of the seven candidates running for mayor of Peoria are defending the validity of their nominating petitions. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Reverend Chuck Brown and Corey Thomas both say they are confident the signatures on their petitions will hold up to scrutiny and keep them on the ballot for the upcoming primary. Thomas received 45% of the vote against incumbent Mayor Jim Artis in 2017. He says news of the challenge feels like a spur-of-the-moment effort to remove him from the race.
I think it's a group of agitators out there that like doing these type of things instead of having a fair election. I mean, I ran last time by myself. COVID had a big issue with getting signatures.
Brown says he's looking forward to moving beyond the petition challenge in his quest to serve the city. He says the move has actually served as a motivating factor.
They were looking at some technicalities on my form, but what that has really done for me is driven me harder to work harder to make, you know, our city a better place.
Thomas says removing him from the ballot would deprive citizens of hearing all the candidates discuss the city's issues.
I'm just eager to get what's been on my heart over this last 3 or 4 years. And it would cheat the city if anything negative happened. But we're proceeding with all confidence.
A hearing on the petition is scheduled for 3:15 p.m. today in room 403 of the Peoria County Courthouse. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I am Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials are reporting 825 new COVID-19 cases and 10 more deaths over this past weekend. There are 52 people in treatment in the ICU for COVID-19. The COVID-19 pandemic is likely to worsen Illinois' teacher shortage. A new report from the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs highlights the effects the pandemic has had on the state's educators. The Rivian Automotive plant in Normal is expanding. That may be good news for Peoria, which used to supply half the workers at the old Mitsubishi plant in the same location. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Distillery Labs, the technology and innovation center coming to downtown Peoria, has its first executive director. Paul Lehman will begin his role as executive director in the first week in January and will take on the task of launching the facility by the end of 2021. Reporter Joe Deacon talks with Lehman about what drew him to the Distillery Labs position and about his plan for the organization.
I'm kind of at a career path in my life cycle now where I'm interested in giving back to entrepreneurs. I've received lots of mentorship and assistance and help from others as I've developed numerous different companies over my career. And I'm at a point now where seeing kind of what was getting put together here with Distillery Labs was the perfect vehicle to really give back to the community, give back to folks that are looking to build and develop their own, creating an organization and hopefully a community and ecosystem around that was something that really was super exciting for me. And then secondly, I think Peoria is going to be a fantastic place to plant something like this.
Tell us a little bit about your background. What other positions have you held and how have they prepared you for this new role?
Yeah, so started out of undergraduate working in consulting. Ended up taking a turn after getting an MBA into investment banking. But throughout all those years, kind of in the big corporate world, I knew at some point there was going to be a time where I came across the right idea and was ready to launch my own company. Looking through the life cycle of a business from concept all the way through employing hundreds of people, getting capital put behind it, and creating a thriving company is something that I've spent the last 15 years doing. I've had my hands on a lot of different things, so it's really getting something from zero to one off the ground that really excites me. It's a passion project.
Not only is it a passion project, Distillery Labs is also an ambitious organization. What are your plans for guiding its direction and your goals for what you want it to accomplish?
You know, it's still early on, and so I feel like I'm really getting up the learning curve. I want to spend a lot of time speaking with folks in and around the community. I know there's been a lot of activity over a number of different years and different paths. I want to understand, you know, what are the challenges that Peoria and the region in general has historically seen? What are entrepreneurs facing in terms of challenges in that region, and understand, you know, where we can fit in?
Getting an organization like this started as COVID-19 still lingers must be an especially difficult challenge. How are you approaching the pandemic's impact?
No doubt. I mean, the pandemic is certainly impacting all sorts of organizations just like this, you know, whether it be here in Peoria or elsewhere. And turning to the virtual world is not something that's going to take care of every type of, you know, challenge that startups have, you know, whether it be getting prototypes put together with equipment they may not have access to. Developing companies is a very hands-on process, and having chances to bump into other people through an open environment where you're together, a lot of that doesn't quite happen in the virtual space. So there's a lot we can do in terms of some of the programming, but we absolutely want to get back together in a physical manner, and hopefully 2021 is the year we can do that.
What is it about the Peoria market that offers the potential for success?
It's a community that has evolved over time. It's lived multiple different lives, whether it's, you know, kind of pre-prohibition days to kind of pivoting into manufacturing, and, you know, even in the past 10, 15, 20 years, kind of more on the healthcare front. I mean, it feels like a super resilient community. It feels like a community that knows how to reinvent itself and is comfortable doing that. Innovation in corporations these days is not necessarily done inside their own four walls. There's a lot of exciting ways to bridge those two things. And I think Peoria really has a unique connection between those that is really interesting over the coming years to evolve.
That's Paul Lehman talking to reporter Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria City Council may finally settle a consent decree with the U.S. EPA on the city's combined sewer overflow violations after 14 years of negotiations. You can expect to learn more tomorrow at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.